ABC Tropical North. And on a Monday morning, Steve Lowry pops by for our Money Matters program. But today, he's got some really good news to start the segment off with, and it's about an award winner amongst the team at Allman Partners. But sadly for Steve, it's not him.
Well, no, it isn't me, Tegan. That's probably a good thing. No, we're really proud. Adriana Brink, who was on the show a few weeks ago, she's been shortlisted to the top three paraplanners in Australia. And paraplanners are our technical analysts, basically. So we're really proud.
That's really cool, considering it's just little old Mackay.
Yeah, look, you know, it's a great award. It's very prestigious. We are fortunate that, you know, in our industry, about 80% of all the people who work in financial planning are males. It's
really male-dominated.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there a reason for that?
Just from the old days, you know, the old days from the insurance salespeople through into financial planning, and it's been a little bit hard to sort of like attract women into our industry. I just took part, our firm did, in a global benchmark survey of firms right across the world. And 80% of participants are still male worldwide.
Hmm.
In our office, I'm completely outnumbered.
Making up for the rest,
we've got about 70% females and 30% males, so we're pretty proud of that. So we wish Adriana all the best. Hopefully she brings the gong home.
Yeah. Anytime anyone from our region is nominated, especially for a nationwide award, when you think about that, you know, there's Sydney's and Brisbane's and all of those people, they're all in it. Big flyers that carry on like they're cool as, and here comes Mackay under the radar and swoops away with it.
It's a big stage too. I think about 2,500 people will be at the gala dinner in Hobart at the end of this month. So hopefully she brings back that award. She deserves it.
Now, you also have some interesting information when it comes to superannuation. And before anyone rolls their eyes, because we talk about it a lot.
Yeah, we do.
It's actually something that we really do need to be aware of. It's simple. We haven't got to do anything. We just need to know about it.
Well, I think, yes, we do need to know about it, but there is something we can do. So listeners, as we're going through this information, don't switch off, because it's a good chance for you to review your current funds and make sure that you're getting the most cost-effective fund for you and your family, and also that it's producing the returns that you should be getting. But what's happened is that ASIC, over a period of time, have been drilling down on superannuation funds to disclose all the fees that they charge right across the board. So retail superannuation funds are pretty straightforward. You know, there's a management fee and there's a fee to run the investment. That's all really clear. Where it's been murky and why this rule has come in is in the area of the union-backed industry super funds.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those funds have quite a lot of investments in unlisted investments like road infrastructure or airports or buildings in Sydney, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not something that has very clear fees that are disclosed.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is the government's put out a regulatory guide, and basically all of the management fees of running those investments and et cetera, now have to be disclosed. They haven't been disclosed before.
Oh.
So I think I looked at one. So Q Super, for instance, their fee is going to rise around about 0.3%. Doesn't sound like a great deal, but that shoots that up to about 0.8. Now, the industry super funds have done a fantastic job of pushing retail super funds to get their fees low. And now they're pretty comparable now. With this increase in fees that are now being disclosed, our listeners might find that their fund is actually could quite well be more expensive than other retail offerings out there.
What should a roundabout we be paying for our fees? Should it be a 0.6% or a 0.8% is high? What is the norm?
Well, I think you should be able to get your fees down on a typical employer superannuation fund to around about 0.5%. I think in this day and age, that's pretty competitive.
And this might be something that we've never looked at even, so it's worth our while just checking it out.
Well, I think it's worth a while. I mean, as I said, some of those fees are going to increase 30 to 40%. So that's quite a kick. Now, it's not going to affect the returns because...
You're already paying the fee. They just weren't disclosing that you were.
Right? So yeah. the returns are would still be the same. But if you go to your advisor and you say, look, I'd like to review my superannuation fund, and I'd like you to show me a couple of alternatives, you really want to see side by side, you know, clearly what are the investments I can choose, what are the fees I'm paying, are there any kickbacks to anybody else, and then I can make an informed decision. So that's a really good thing for the industry. Pushing for more transparency of fees is a really good thing. Now, the other thing, Tegan, there is a lotto winner in Mackay.
Yes.
And we don't know who it is, but they've got $62 million unclaimed.
Are you serious?
I am.
When did they win this? How long has it been around?
I can hear people scrambling for those tickets. Where is my ticket? We've spoken about it before, and I know on ABC Tropical North recently there was a conversation about it, but it still doesn't get picked up. It's unclaimed superannuation. $62 million in postcode 4740 is waiting to be claimed.
It astounds me. I understand that you might have a couple of $100 from a part-time job when you were a child, but really, how do you forget you've got $62 million somewhere?
Well,
what?
You know, the reason we keep talking about this, and again, our listeners probably go, oh, we've heard this before, is that obviously we're not getting the motivation to actually go and claim it.
Mm.
So the $62 million sitting out there, if anyone would like to sign their rights away to me, I'll be happy to collect it for you.
Yeah, look, I can do it on your behalf also. We'll do it together, Steve.
It's a good business, I think. So, look, it's really easy, Tegan. Two ways to do it. You know, if you're not tech savvy, you can get onto the internet, onto the ATO's website. There's a form. You fill in your details, put your tax file number in there, shoot it to the ATO, and they'll find your lost and unclaimed superannuation funds. And that's a really important distinction. If your super's lost... That's one thing, and you can go and put your tax file number into various websites and find that money.
But unclaimed is very different.
If it's unclaimed, well, you know, sitting in a superannuation fund somewhere and fees are eating it away. And
so this $62 million, if it never gets claimed, what happens to it?
Well, eventually it'll go to the government. So, you know, for balances that are quite
small. Might help them with
their
budgeting issues they've got at the moment.
Well, look, it's $18 billion Australia-wide.
That's crazy.
It's nothing to sneeze at. So, you know, the money's there. For those of our listeners who have a MyGov site, and most of us should have these days, keep all your information in one place, your Medicare, etc., you can link the ATO to your MyGov site. And it's just a matter of doing two security questions, and then any superannuation funds that you have out there, the lost or unclaimed, will be showing on your site.
Right.
So that's all you have to do.
It just astounds me that someone... just hasn't claimed $62 million. Because your family and friends, let's just say it's mine. Say it's my $62 million and I've forgotten that I have that superannuation. If I pass on and there's some kind of search done by my family, can they take that or is it now just belong to the government?
Well, it would make it hard because on all your superannuation funds, you should have signed something that says in the event of my death, I want it to go here. So if you put your estate, eventually it should find you.
And usually is it because you've just moved and they can't contact you? Because I would expect that the ATO would have done quite an extensive search for this person who has $62 million outstanding.
Yeah, well, you know, it might be 100,000 people. You know, it might be seasonal workers coming through Mackay. It might be New Zealanders who have lived here for a period of time and gone home. So there's a whole lot of people, and they're probably smaller accounts, but I'm sure there are some larger ones as well.
I'm certain there was one particular account that literally had $3 million in it. I'm certain there was, and we had a conversation before.
That must have been mine.
No, it's definitely not mine.